Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Corporate Vice President of Xbox Live Software and Studios, John Schappert.
Thank you. The Last Remnant will premiere exclusively on Xbox 360 on November 20th from legendary RPG creator Square Enix, and will join an incredible lineup of Xbox 360 games developed right here in Japan. It is truly an honor to speak with you all today. I couldn't be more excited to be back in Japan. Let me first begin by thanking Wada-san, Sugimoto-san, and Unozawa-san for sharing their insights this morning about a future that brings Japanese games and creativity to the world. They lead a vibrant creative community here in Japan, which over the past 30 years has given us more shared experiences, more timeless stories, and more heroes than anywhere else in the world. Back when I was in school, my idols were people like Miyamoto-san, Iwatani-san, and Nishikado-san. Their creative visions, Donkey Kong, Pac-Man, Space Invaders, not only emptied my pockets of spare change, but they defined my youth and love of video games. As an industry, we all look to Japan because this is where the iconic franchises are created that everyone in the world plays. And today, we all share the same opportunity to bring new generations of Japanese games to the rest of the world. As a former Super Famicom developer myself, nothing is closer to my heart than helping game creators share their stories, their creations, their immersive worlds with consumers everywhere. That's why I'm here today, and that is all of our shared passion. So how exactly do we help Japanese creators bring their games to the world? It means we, as an industry, must deliver three key things. First, you need a great set of development tools that empowers all types of developers, big and small, to bring their visions to reality and create games that everyone wants to play. Next, you need an online service that gives you instant access to a worldwide social community of millions. With online connectivity, this generation of consoles has changed the face of gaming more than any generation before it, opening up a new wave of creativity and distribution. And finally, everyone needs a console at a price the world can afford. Combined together, these three things will ensure that creators everywhere can reach consumers anywhere. I believe this is especially true for creators and publishers here in Japan. This morning's panel echoed what I heard from my many meetings with our many partners this week here. And that is, how do we bring Japanese games to even more people around the world? My message to you today is that we believe Xbox 360 is the platform best equipped to help Japanese publishers succeed on a global basis. In fact, Xbox 360 has already built an installed base of more than 20 million consoles, and our recent price reductions offer the best next-generation value in the market. We've already seen some great sales momentum. Following our recent price reductions, sales in the U.S. have more than doubled. In Europe, they're up 62%, and right here in Japan, with our new price point of 19,800 yen, we've seen an increase of fivefold year over year. And when you look globally at sales of Japanese published games on Xbox 360, the results are quite impressive. At retail, worldwide consumer purchases of Japanese games on our platform are up 60% from last generation, selling more than $800 million to date. And this doesn't even include online revenue. Japanese publishers, with their massive catalog of classic franchises, recognize the potential of our Xbox Live Arcade service right from the beginning. And the rewards have been impressive. If you look at third-party game sales on Xbox Live Arcade, the majority have come from Japanese publishers. So what does this all add up to? By the end of this holiday, we estimate total worldwide spending on games developed in Japan will top $1 billion on Xbox 360. And what drives $1 billion of sales? Incredible games. So now I'd love to show you a few titles coming soon to Xbox 360 from some of Japan's most talented creators. Let's start with role-playing games. Xbox 360 has emerged as the console for RPGs. We're seeing compelling titles like Tales of Vesperia, Infinite Undiscovery, Fable 2, Fallout 3, and The Last Remnant, which you saw kick off our presentation. And that's just for 2008. Next year looks just as exciting, as this next title demonstrates. I'd like to show you Star Ocean, a series that has spanned three generations of consoles and is a new addition to the Xbox 360 family. Developed by Tri-Ace and brought to you by Square Enix, we are proud to be home to the very first Star Ocean title of this generation. Star Ocean: The Last Hope. As you just saw, Star Ocean: The Last Hope combines the best of science fiction and fantasy with exhilarating real-time combat and visuals unlike you've ever seen before. Today I would like to announce that Star Ocean: The Last Hope will come to Xbox 360 worldwide, debuting on February 19th in Japan and March 3rd in North America. We're also happy to announce that this title will also come to Xbox 360 owners in Asia and Europe as well. Now let's move from RPGs to action games. And what better way to start than with one of next year's most anticipated titles? Biohazard 5, also known as Resident Evil 5, from Takeuchi-san and his team at Capcom. Let's take a look at this intense horror-themed game. Biohazard games have sold more than 35 million copies worldwide, and we're proud to have this franchise arrive for the first time on Xbox 360 when it launches here in Japan on March 12th. I'm also happy to announce another Japanese game will be coming exclusively to Xbox 360. 99 Nights 2 from Q Entertainment and developer of Lost Odyssey, Feel Plus. 99 Nights 2 lets players take command of entire armies in massive-scale battles never before seen on Xbox 360. This title continues the great tradition of telling one story through the eyes of multiple characters and will be a welcome addition to our growing list of great Japanese action titles. But I do have one more surprise announcement I'd like to share with you today. We are welcoming another legendary franchise into the Xbox 360 family. Tekken has sold 33 million units around the world, and it's my pleasure to share with you all today the fantastic news that the number one fighting franchise in the world is coming to Xbox 360. The latest installment of the series, Tekken 6, will be taking full advantage of the power of the Xbox 360, delivering breathtaking visuals and online modes never before seen. And when Tekken 6 launches in fall 2009, it will be the latest in our strong lineup of fighting franchises, including Soul Calibur, Dead or Alive, Street Fighter, and Virtua Fighter. The great thing for Xbox 360 owners is that whether you're a fan of Japanese RPGs, action games, fighting games, or all of these genres, we've got a great lineup for you to choose from. Yet there's still more to the story of how we're helping Japanese games succeed throughout the world. Earlier, I mentioned some great classic games, arcade titles like Pac-Man and Space Invaders. Our aspiration is to ensure that these classic arcade titles can be enjoyed by future generations. With Xbox Live Arcade, we've created an ideal ecosystem where the most beloved games of all time can find a new life and reach new audiences. This has very special meaning to me because not only can I enjoy the games I played as a youth, I can also now play them with my son. Already, we've enjoyed great success working with the original creators to revitalize some of the industry's most legendary games, such as Pac-Man Championship Edition, Galaga Legions, and Bionic Commando Rearmed. Today, I'd like to announce the next wave of classic games coming to Xbox Live Arcade. Let's start with a couple from Taito, a pioneer of the industry that brought out Nishikado-san's iconic game, Space Invaders. This was one of the first games to capture the world's imagination. In fact, it was so big that it created a nationwide coin shortage when it launched here in Japan in 1978. Now a modern update to this classic will make its debut on Xbox Live Arcade. With beautiful graphics, classic gameplay, and online features, Space Invaders Extreme will excite a whole new generation of arcade gamers. Taito will also be bringing another timeless favorite, Arkanoid, to Xbox Live Arcade. This new version, Arkanoid Live, features high-definition graphics with beautifully choreographed background music and movies. Arkanoid Live is loaded with 120 stages and will include online co-op and versus modes. They've done a fantastic job of capturing the feeling of the original, which was certainly one of my personal favorites back in the day. Space Invaders and Arkanoid Live both will launch this winter. Our partners at SNK Playmore have also created some of the most timeless arcade hits. Today we're announcing Metal Slug 7 for Xbox Live Arcade, featuring new missions, new weapons, colossal new bosses, new game modes, and new slugs to pilot. Another SNK Playmore title, The King of Fighters 98 Ultimate Match, is also coming to Xbox Live Arcade. Battle your favorite King of Fighters characters to determine the ultimate champion. The Kingdom of Fighters Ultimate Match will launch in spring 2009. Now, as someone that grew up in the arcades, this next game is a real treat. The original R-Type broke new ground in the side-scrolling shooter genre. R-Type Dimensions adds two-person local and online co-op play and the ability to switch seamlessly between 2D graphics and the brand new 3D experience. But we're not only helping old classics win new fans. We're also helping a future generation of Japanese developers and all over the world developers take advantage of the first steps towards success with Xbox Live community games. From Mixi here in Japan to Facebook in the West, social networks are tapping the power of their communities to deliver compelling new content. And Xbox Live is now doing the same for gaming. Xbox Live Community Games makes it easy for young programmers to bring their unique visions to life and share them with the world. In Japan alone, we've partnered with 24 universities, colleges, and schools, including the University of Tokyo and Tokyo Polytechnic University, to help games make the transition from the dorm room to the classroom and from the classroom to the marketplace. So far, we've had over 1,000 submissions, including many right here from Japan. Now, these young developers are the future of our industry, and we're proud to help them achieve their dreams. We've always focused on where gaming is going next and how we can deliver pioneering new experiences. It's in our DNA at Microsoft to deliver great platforms that connect people and enable developers to do amazing things. With Xbox Live, we've turned Xbox 360 into the world's largest social network connected to the television. And today, I'm excited to announce that we now have more than 14 million members online with Xbox Live. Now we're poised to deliver on the announcement we made at E3, that for the first time in history, we will completely reinvent a consumer electronics device through the magic of software. This generation of consoles began with a bigger promise than any generation before it: to connect everyone to the games, people, and experiences they care about anywhere in the world. But it's our belief that we've only scratched the surface of what's possible for our industry. And today, I want to share with you all today the next step in fulfilling this promise by sharing with you the complete new Xbox experience for the first time ever. Our fall release is done, and I have it here running today on Xbox 360. To help me show you this, I'd like to invite to the stage Ben Vaught from our Xbox Live team to help take us through the new Xbox experience. Now we're going to start by how all new users will begin by taking the first step towards personalizing their Xbox 360 by creating their own avatar. We went to great lengths to make picking and customizing your avatar as simple and effortless as possible. With hundreds of starting points to choose from, it's easy to pick one that represents either you or who you'd like to be. And there's hundreds of choices when you create an avatar, laid out in a visual way right in front of you. You can customize nearly everything, mouth, eyes, body type, height, skin color. It's easy to create the avatar who you want to be. First, we'll pick some hair. That looks good. It matches our nice chain. But there's even more options for clothes and accessories. You can certainly dress up your avatar. But just like your closet at home, you can also express your own style with different outfits for different occasions and different games. But customization doesn't end here. You can even take a picture and use the picture of your new avatar as your gamer pick, or you can keep using the existing gamer picks you might already have. We got some teeth on that one. So now let's save our avatar and jump back to the new dashboard. Here we are on the My Xbox channel. This is what you'll see when you turn on your box. It's simple, easy to use, and gives you quick access to everything you have on your Xbox. You can see what game is in your disc tray, as well as your most recently played games. And your gamer card will become a much more personal and complete profile of you on Xbox Live. It's easy to understand and sort of like your own baseball card, with your gamer pick on the front and all of your information and achievements on the back. Now, we all love personalizing our Xbox with themes, and in the new Xbox experience, we're taking themes to the next level. All your current themes look great, but with our new themes, you can dive even deeper into your favorite experiences. Here's an urban theme for us to pick. Now we'll jump to the Friends channel, and as you can see, our new themes even extend here to be your friends' backgrounds, giving you custom environments tailored to the theme that you've chosen. And you can see the avatars and mottos of each of your friends are right here. As you can see, this party is playing Halo. They're connected to each other and can move seamlessly from experience to experience, always staying connected thanks to our new live party feature. You can even tell when your friends are away because their avatars, well, they're a little sleepy. Well, this person, I think you actually might know. Inside each friend's gamer card, you'll find we've bubbled up the most interesting pieces of information, like their mottos and recently played games. Now here we are at the new Games channel, where you'll find the newest releases and latest downloadable content and new information about your favorite games. Here's a new release, Meteos Wars, from Q Entertainment that will make its console debut on Xbox Live later this year. This new Games channel brings the retail experience to your living room with a visual, easy-to-use, interactive interface. Now let's take a look at the new Games detail page. Everything you want to know about each game is here, all in one place with quick access to downloads, screenshots, and back-of-the-box game details. And this is both for retail and Xbox Live Arcade games. This is the one-stop shop for your game content, making it easier than ever before to find what you might want. Now we're going to jump into the games marketplace. From the games channel, when we enter the marketplace, instead of just seeing a list of games titles, you can now browse visually. This is where you can find all of your game demos, trailers, developer diaries, Xbox Live Arcade titles, anything you want for any game you might want. It's a service that's smart, fast, and simple, with content being much easier to find. There's many different ways to search, and the best-selling content for each region is always brought to the front. But Xbox Live isn't the only place where you can get to our marketplace. With the new Xbox experience, We'll be bringing all of the marketplace to the web. Now you'll be able to shop for and download everything on Xbox Live from the convenience of your PC. Now, in addition to games, we've also got a new Inside Xbox channel where we're delivering more and more original content that's locally produced and regionally relevant and only on Xbox Live. This is a channel for our community. It's updated daily, so there's always something new with event coverage, game previews, and more. And this last channel that I'm going to show is the Spotlight channel. This is the guide to everything on Xbox Live, with the best of the best from across the network all in one place, covering everything from the hottest games, latest movies and TV shows, and anything on the service that's popular and new. Here's one title that just released yesterday, Shadow Assault Tenshu, from our friends at From Software. Now, what I love about Spotlight is it's a great starting point for new users to the service that simply want to see the best Xbox Live has to offer all in one place. Now, of course, we realize that many of you know exactly where you want to go. And I'm really excited to show you our new guide, which, with the push of a button, allows you to instantly go anywhere on Xbox Live. As you can see, everything you can do in the current Blades, you can do right here. And with the new game launcher, you can instantly play any game you have stored on your hard drive. Well, thank you, Ben, for showing us the new Xbox experience. Now, the new Xbox experience, we're delivering an exciting new future that will open up new ways to connect and share your favorite entertainment experiences with your friends together in real time. We're putting the content you want at your fingertips, when you want it, and where you want it, and making it much easier to find. And today, I'm announcing that we will completely reinvent Xbox 360s around the world with the release of the new Xbox experience in 26 countries, localized in 19 languages, all for free, all at the touch of a button, and coming to everyone on November 19th. We're investing in the new Xbox experience because it is our vision to drive the growth of our platform all around the world. It's also our vision to deliver franchises that help drive global adoption of our console. You may have noticed in our keynote at E3 that we didn't have a lot of time to share much Halo news. So let's talk about what we have next in store for the Halo franchise. As you know, Halo has been a tremendous success, and we're determined to further increase the appeal of this franchise worldwide. One way we're doing this is by working with the makers of the acclaimed Age of Empires series to put a new twist on the Halo story. Early next year, we will launch Halo Wars, a strategy game coming exclusively to Xbox 360 and the first Halo title that has been done outside of the shooting genre. Now I'd like to invite Graham Devine, the lead story writer for Halo Wars, to take the stage and show you the game. Graham will give you a glimpse into the Halo Wars campaign, the first time this mode has ever been shown publicly. Welcome, Graham.
Thanks, John. I'm thrilled to be able to show the demo to you all today of the campaign. As you may know, Halo is the biggest name in gaming. It provides the player with a fast-paced, visceral experience rivaled by few, if any, other games. In Halo Wars, we're taking all of that action, but letting the user experience the universe on a bigger scale than ever before. Halo Wars is set 20 years before the events of Halo 1, adding a new story that allows the fans to experience the early years of the Halo universe, when the Covenant are at their most evil, has been really exciting. In previous Halo games, of course, it was all about Master Chief. Now in Halo Wars, we take you to a new perspective and let you command the entire UNSC arsenal. We let you control large armies and face the full force of the mighty Covenant from a whole new view onto the Halo universe. Halo Wars was made from the ground up for the Xbox 360. Ensemble has long thought that strategy belongs on a console, and with Halo Wars, we prove it. Let's take a look.
The Hierarch's ruin measures 3 to 8 or longer. One of the infected files the relic by general.
That's Captain Cutter and Serena. They're going to be helping me out today. Let's get that new base built. Bases come down from Spirit of Fire, which is orbiting above. It sends pods down, two of them in this case to build a base. They join up, and the base will be operational. Okay, there we go. I'm going to build that supply pad. And this is what we consider to be perhaps the most important user interface element in the game. It's the circle menu. Okay, I'm going to build barracks here. As you can see, the barracks is coming up from underground in much the same way that an aircraft carrier deck comes up on an aircraft carrier. Okay, Captain, let's build up some Marines. Now, selection in Halo Wars is very important. I can select Sergeant Forge here by pressing the A button and then pressing the X button to actually move him around. You can see he's driving a Warthog. Getting the feel of the Halo vehicles into Halo Wars, very important. And getting that into all the units in the game, being very important from day one. Let's take a look around the base. Covenant really did a number on that entrance. We're not going out that way. Another way to select units in Halo Wars is to press and hold down the A button, which allows me to bring up a paintbrush and paint over as many units as I want to select, and then move them all together with the X button. Okay, I'm going to select all my units with a shoulder button and move them up into combat. Now, Halo has a very unique sound to it in combat. The grunts talk and are funny, and all the units have a very familiar sound and feel to them. And we put that into Halo Wars 2. Okay, I'm going to take my Marines up there and put them into cover, which will provide them with a lot more protection. Okay, I have two Covenant Wraith tanks. I'm going to take the first one out with a carpet bombing run from Spirit of Fire. I'm going to line it up. And there we go. Nearly gone. Okay, take these Scorpions. Take out that second Wraith tank. Move up on those Hunters there. Hunters will chew up my vehicles if I don't do something about them really quick. Let's bring in a couple more units. There's some Hornets flying up in the air. Move up to the north some more. There's some vultures there, too, flying to the side. Uh-oh. That's a Covenant Scarab, the most powerful unit the Covenant can field on the battlefield. I'm going to launch a cryo bomb here and freeze it really quick, and then I'm going to launch everything I have at it to try and take it out before it annihilates my entire army. There we go. Now I'm going to take out this Covenant base. And Covenant bases are kind of like glass houses. Once their shields are down, they're actually pretty easy to take out. That's it for the actual demo today. But there's one more enemy that you'll be fighting in Halo Wars. The Flood. Thank you very much.
Thanks a bunch, Graham. That looks great. Halo Wars is coming in early 2009, and we think it will really help the strategy genre break out on Xbox 360. Now, Halo Wars is definitely an exciting addition to the Halo story. The last installment of that story, Halo 3, proved that video games could be bigger than Hollywood blockbusters. The Halo trilogy has achieved some pretty impressive milestones, selling more than 25 million units worldwide and logging more than 1 billion hours on Xbox Live. Halo also helped expand the audience of our platform. Last holiday, when Halo 3 launched, it helped drive the sales of more than 4 million new Xbox 360 consoles around the world. We've been working in close collaboration with our friends at Bungie, and today I'd like to report that we aren't quite done with Halo 3 yet. The Halo community is buzzing about a new video that surfaced a couple weeks ago. Today I'm happy to share the second part of that trailer with you and all of Halo Nation. Let's take a look. What you just saw was Halo 3 Recon, a prologue to the events in Halo 3 that tells the story from an all-new perspective, an ODST Marine. Not only will Halo 3 Recon deliver a terrific new campaign, but it will also include new multiplayer maps as well. And it will join a lineup of games on Xbox 360 that includes the best gaming has to offer, both from the East and from the West. Now, it has been a pleasure to be here with all of you today to share our news, and most importantly, to talk about how we're making Xbox 360 the best platform for developers to reach gamers everywhere. Today, you've seen how we are delivering the best games, reviving old classics, and nurturing a new generation of creators. You've seen how we are a destination for publishers doing some of the industry's best work, companies like Square Enix, Taito, Capcom, SNK Playmore, Bandai Namco, and more. We've shown you how we're investing in the future of our industry with the new Xbox experience, an experience that is transforming our console through the magic of software. Together, we will write the next chapter of gaming, of unleashed creativity, accelerated growth, and global distribution. So to close, I want to say to all the creators from Japan, thank you for inspiring all of us. It's been an honor to speak with you all today. Thank you.
以上をもちまして、基調講演を終了させていただきます。ご使用になられました同時通訳レシーバーは、お席に置いたままご退出ください。 本日はご参加いただきまして誠にありがとうございました。